If you have your Bibles, turn this evening to Psalms 30, the 30th Psalm. The 30th Psalm, verse 1. The Bible says, I will extol Thee, O Lord, for Thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Verse 11. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. Some changes in my life. Some changes in my life. I was thinking on this yesterday and the day before as I was thinking, and we were doing the funeral and thinking about how God has made changes. And I want to say the changes He makes aren't always subtle changes. Sometimes the changes that God makes in your life are up in your face, changes that you can see and we can recognize and we can give God the glory for. But a lot of times these little bitty changes that God makes in our life day by day, and He helps us to be drawn closer to Him. I'm glad for those changes that helps us to be more desirable of the things of God and Godwardness. I'm thankful for those changes that He makes in my life and yours. And as looking at this in the 30th Psalm, we see David as he's writing this, and he's magnifying the Lord God. He's extolling Him and lifting Him up, because he realizes that God is his strength. God is his song. And he has a song of praise for his God. We see where God brought him from and where God's taking him to. And he realizes that he's an awesome God that's moving in his life like he is. I want to say there's a magnificent God, an awesome God that's moving in our lives. That's giving us the help day by day. Praise God from the throne of grace. And we don't even have the breath, the power, the strength to praise Him for. Amen. But we see David here, and he's talking about some issues in his life and how God begins to deal with him. And he's talking about those changes that God make in his life. We see, first of all, he's talking about sickness to health. See how he was sin sick. He was caught up in some things. His health was failing because of those things that he had done. We see how God began to move upon him in verse 2. He cried out. He said, O Lord my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. Hey, with some sickness in his life from things he had done. God, sometimes a sin sickness creeps in and it alienates us from God. It pushes away from that foundation, praise God. But I'm glad the foundation can't be moved. Amen. I'm glad that foundation is in Christ Jesus, our Savior. And I'm glad that the God of glory, amen, will come to us and He'll discipline us and show us the right way. Ain't you glad tonight God loves you enough that He won't throw the clay away? Amen. Amen. The Father will put you on the wheel and He'll mold you and make it. He'll get rid of all those flaws, all those things that so easily beset you and get your mind and where it's stayed on the Lord. But we see some sickness in his life. But we see here that God says that, David said that God healed him. Amen. There was something in his life. There's some changes that God sent for his life. I'm glad each and every one of us can see day by day these changes that God is putting in our lives. As we look at His Word and we see how precious it is, we see the changes in the direction that He's taking us, that the way that He wants us to go. And it's according to His perfect will and in His way. God directs our path and He directs our steps, amen, to be in step with Him. I'm glad for that today. I'm glad even when we mess up, and we do, hey, God's still there, praise God, and loves us, and He's there to put us back on the right path. Amen. Amen. For His name's sake. But we've seen this sickness as some discipline from God. Now we see here that it was probably some pride and some self-sufficiency. He says here in verse 6, he said, in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. I'm afraid if we ain't very careful, pride will sneak into our life. Pride will sneak in, and we'll begin to think that everything that we have and all that we do is because of us. I believe David had some pride in his life. I believe this is probably written from 1 Chronicles 21, when everything was going so good for David. And David was a thriving, he was prosperous. And it says in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, 1 Chronicles chapter 21, and Satan stood up against Israel and reproved David and provoked David to number Israel. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, go number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me that I may know it. Amen. I believe there was some pride rose up in his heart. I believe there was some pride that he had got to a place, God brought him to a place, and he didn't want to lose his place. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we'll get to depending on self instead of depending on God. Pride will raise up and we'll think that we're in control. But I want to say I'm glad that there's a God who's in control tonight. There's a God to help us tonight. There's a God to deliver us tonight. There's a God to show us a way, and it's His way. And He'll draw us with a mighty hand into the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And He'll help us to walk therein. He gives us the power from the throne of grace. And David here had asked him, because Satan provoked him. Amen. A lot of times Satan will provoke us. The old devil will rise his flesh up, and he'll cause pride and self-sufficiency to come into our hearts. But it amazes me that Joab was the one that had to rebuke him. The one who was apt to make mistakes himself. Was oftentimes caught up in pride and caught up in self-sufficiency and wanted to maintain a strong hand even in David's army. But the Bible says in verse 3, and Joab answered, said, the Lord make His people 100 times so many more as they be. But my Lord the king, are they not all my Lord's servants? Where Joab rebukes him, he says, David said, what do you want to number the people for? Praise God, it seems to me like you got enough. Amen. And he said, if that ain't enough, praise God, God will give you more. And said, ain't they all your servants? Ain't they all under your command? Are you not the king? Amen. Praise God, I want to say glory be to God. He had all that he needed, but pride rose up. We're afraid that we'll lose what we got. We're afraid that we'll lose control. But I want to say glory be to God. We're not in control. He is. Amen. When we realize that God is in control of this thing, He's in control of our lives, He's in control of our situations, He's in control of the way that we go. Praise God, He's in control of the way we get there. And when we trust Him, amen, He makes all the difference. He says, why then doth my Lord require this? Why will He be a cause of trespass to Israel? He said, why do you want to sin against the little nation of Israel? Why do you want to go against God? Why? Because of pride and self-sufficiency. He was self-sufficient. He thought he was self-sufficient. He thought he could do this thing himself if he had enough power. I want to say the only place that we'll find the power, praise God, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the power of God, amen, from the throne of grace to minister to the needs of His people and give us the strength to have done all stand. Yes. Amen. Amen. Stand with the help of the Lord. So David got caught up in pride, sickness, and his because of sickness, and from sickness to health, God began to move him when he began to cry out. And he said, oh Lord, verse 3, Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Now David begins to he begins to magnify God. He begins to realize that it's God Almighty that brought him out. I want to say, glory to God, I say it all the time and I say it again. Praise God, if God brings you up, He'll bring you out. Amen. Amen. You hear me? I said, if He brings you up, He'll bring you out. He's a delivering God. He'll take you from your circumstances. He'll take you from your situations. Praise God. He'll change your life. Amen. Because He'll bring you up and He'll bring you out. He'll put you in a better place. He'll put you in a better situation. He'll put you in a better state of mind. He'll put you in a place, praise God, where you can get help. He'll put you in a place, praise God, that'll change your life. Amen. That's what He does. So David said, he said, I come out of a place of sickness. Amen. I come out of a place of sickness. God changed my life, and I come out to a place of help. He said, God lifted me up, and He brought me out. Amen. I'm glad God lifted me up. Praise God, and He brought me out. On a Wednesday night, 1976, I had a little church in Oakland, Maryland, praise God. This little toe-headed boy, praise God, fell on his face, said, God, forgive me, a sinner, and He brought me up, praise God, and He brought me out. I'm not that person I used to be. I told him at the funeral today, Uncle Ott was a good man. I loved him with all my heart. I remember him and Uncle Jay used to run that little place over at Westgate. It's called Funland USA. You remember that? Used to be over there in the corner, and they had foosball tables and pinball machines and all that stuff. And I mean, that place every night would pack plumb full of kids, plumb full of teenager stuff. They'd pile in that parking lot, and they would fill that place to capacity where him and Uncle Jay would have to stand at the door and say, hold on, fella, you just can't come in till some of these folks leave. Amen. I mean, they'd pile in there, and one night, praise God, I pulled up there, and Uncle Jay caught me at the door, and he put his arm around me. He said, hey, he said, I want to talk to you a minute. I said, okay, Uncle Jay. Uncle Ott, I said, okay, what do you need? He pulled me off to the side, that arm around me. He said, son, I said, you know I care about you. I said, yeah, I know that. He said, well, I want you to pay attention to some of them folks and boys you've been hanging out with. He said, you ain't got into nothing yet, but you're apt to. So them boys ain't good. He said, you need to be careful where you're hanging out with. Boy, I tell you what, that blessed my heart. Amen. Glory be to God. I realized that somebody cared for me. Amen. And glory be to God, He did. And He told me that, and it stuck with me. I began to reevaluate. I began to look at those people I was hanging out with. You say, what happened? Who done that? God done that. And God put it on his heart, praise God, to take care of a little old nephew and say, son, you know I love you. Amen. He brought me up so He might bring me out. Praise God. Whoever taught, praise God, is a little old toe-headed boy that I'd ever preach the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Lifting up the name of my Savior, praise God. Little old boy's afraid to give a book report, afraid to get up and stand in front of people long enough to give a book report. I'd just take a zero and say, I'll make it up later. But God Almighty come along, praise God, and He changed my life. Amen. Saved my soul, praise God, put my feet in a different path. Bless His holy name. David said he was sick, but God gave him health. I was sin sick when Jesus saved me. Amen. I was just as sin sick and miserable. You say, well, you was just a kid. I was a 14-year-old boy, but I was just as sin sick and miserable as anybody that could be sick and dying of cancer. Amen. I was miserable. I knew I was going to die and go to hell. Amen. I was expecting it any minute. But praise God, a merciful God of glory. Amen. Sent a man of God, and he preached the Lord Jesus Christ to my heart. And I said, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. Jesus came in. He arrested my soul, praise God. And He put me in a different room. Amen. What are you saying? I mean, He changed my life forever. Amen. Amen. And He's still changing my life. He's still working on me. I love that song the kids sing. He's still working on me. Glory be to God. Ain't you glad He's still working on you? Amen. Amen. He ain't quit. Ain't give up. He's still a working on you. Just like He's a working on me. Bless His holy name. So David said, He brought me out of sickness. He brought me to hell. Not only did He bring him out of sickness and hell, but He brought him from weeping to joy. Verse 4, he said, I'm singing unto the Lord. He said, hey man, a good God of glory done brought him out of sickness and gave him health. I believe I'd be praising God too. We ought to be, hey listen, if you're saved today, you ought to be praising God. I mean, as the brother done said, you're a miracle. Amen. God done brought you out of sin sickness, praise Him again, and delivered you unto life. We ought to be shouting our shoe soles off. Amen. For God's glory. Amen. Because He brought us, praise God, from sin sickness and gave us health in the Lord. Praise the Lord. But David said, He brought me from weeping to joy. Amen. He said, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints, O ye saints of His, and give thanks to a remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but a moment, but His favor is light. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. He said, listen, said there's a contrast here that God shows us. He said, God has a momentary anger. When we mess up, when we do things wrong, amen, it angers God because we're not following direction. But I'm glad God's anger is momentary. Amen. I'm glad we serve a God that I'm glad He don't stew on things. Amen. I'm glad we got a God that, I'm glad we don't have a God that pouts. I'm glad we don't have a God that goes around with His lips hanging out, dragging His path. Amen. Amen. God's anger endures for a moment, praise God. But praise, He'll show us we messed up, and He'll show us the way of correction, glory be to God. And when we say, God, forgive me, a sinner, glory be to God, God Almighty, amen, we can rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, that weeping turns into joy. That sadness and that sorrow, praise God, because a momentary anger from God, and it turns into an everlasting joy in the Lord. When we realize that God loves us enough to forgive us. I don't know if I would forgive me all the time. Amen. Praise God, but He does. I still mess up. But God forgives me of my mistakes. I can bow my head and say, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. Praise God, He forgives me. He's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. All the things that's not right in my heart and in my head and in my attitude. Praise God. He's changing my life from the inside out. Amen. The man you see today ain't the man you'll see tomorrow. Because God's going to make a difference in me between now and then. Amen. Preacher, you say you believe that. I believe that. I expect that. I expect God to make a difference in me every day. I get up every morning and I say, Lord, what are we going to do today? I pillow my head. I say, God, I didn't do very good today, but Lord, help me to do better tomorrow. Amen. You say, how can you do that? Because I expect Him to help me to do better. Amen. I want to do better day by day. I don't want to be caught in the same old rut and do the same old things day after day after day. I want to say there's no repentance in that. If we do things wrong things that we know is wrong, God says wrong, day after day after day, we try to do a little bit better, but true repentance, amen, is turning from those things 180 degrees, going in a different direction to never go there again. Amen. Now we're living in a day and hour, a lot of people saying, well, preacher, you know, you don't have to preach repentance no more. You've been saved. You don't have to repent no more. Huh? Said, you've been saved. You don't have to repent no more. Amen, but I ain't going to repent no less.
Amen.
When I was a lost man, I didn't realize I needed to repent. I didn't really, amen, praise God. I knew I was messing up. I told no boy that night. We was talking about it. I said, when I was a young man, when I was younger, praise God, I knew it was wrong in the eyes of God to drink liquor. Amen. I knew it. I knew it was sin. Amen. Things I know, sin, praise God. Amen. Glory to God, when you know it, if you do it, you repent of it. Turn from it. Amen. You say you're drinking liquor? No. I knew better. That's what I'm saying. Even when I was a sinner, I knew it was wrong. Amen. And now that I'm saved, praise God, I know when I do wrong. As Brother Charles said, there's a Holy Ghost bell. Amen. Alarm goes off in my soul. Lord God of glory says, hold on a minute, son. You can't go that way. Kind of like Brother Charles said, like an alarm on the back of a trash truck. Amen. It goes off, praise God, and it shows you before you make a mistake. So you can check up. Amen. But James said, listen twice before you speak once. And praise God, if it ain't going to be good, praise God, just lock it behind the bars of ivory so it don't get out on you. Amen.
Amen.
Till you have time to work it over so that it can come out to be glory of God. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying some changes in my life. I can relate to David. Amen. From weeping to joy. Amen. He said it comes from night unto morning. Praise the Lord. He said that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. I was thinking he was singing that song talking about that happiness. That happiness, boy, that just fills your soul. But I've told you many, many times that we have to be careful with happiness because happiness depends on what happens. And that can change. But I want to say, glory be to God, I'm glad for the joy that comes in the morning. Amen. When God opens our eyes and that new day, that new aspect on life comes, praise God, and we realize joy in the Lord. Amen. Nothing can ever extinguish the joy of God. It'll burn, praise God. It'll flame forever. That joy of the Lord. Amen. It's in your soul. It's ingrained in you, praise God. It's something that we can't escape. And we wouldn't want to if we could. Praise the Lord. I love the joy of the Lord. I love people testifying. I love people praising God. I love people singing songs of praise and glory, giving God glory. Where does that come from? That comes from the joy that's in the Lord. Amen. And then all those other things come along with it. The fringe benefits of happiness and peace and hope and all those things, praise God. Because we have joy in the Lord. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Praise God. I won't say, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, He changes your lives. Just wait for God's morning. Things ain't going too good right now. Just look for the morning. Praise God. What are you saying, Pastor? I want to say this. God has a way to change things in a hurry. Amen. When we put our faith and trust in Him, He has a way to change things right quick. Amen. For His glory. Bless His holy name. He went from sickness to health. He went from weeping to joy. But he says He went from mourning to singing. Amen. Verse 8. He said, I cried to Thee, O Lord. Now watch this. I cried to Thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. David was caught in pride and self-sufficiency. Amen. He cried out to the Lord. He wept, but praise God, that weeping was turned to joy. Why? Because mourning was turned to singing. Because David humbled himself. Do you ever realize the difference it makes when we come humbly before God? And just realize that He is God and we're not. Amen. Did you hear what I said? When we realize that He's God and that we're not. Amen. That He is still working on us. And we're striving for perfection, but we ain't there yet. But one day in a little while, praise God, we'll be just like Him when we see Him as He is. Amen. I see my Savior as the good God of glory. My Lord. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of my life, the Shepherd, the Chief Shepherd, the Master Shepherd of my soul. Amen. And He makes a difference in me. And when I come humbly to the Lord, when David humbled himself, when I humbled myself, God changes. When I humble myself, God changes my life. Draws me a little closer. Puts me a little more in His book, a little more in His Word, a little more in His way. Amen. There's nothing like being in the way of God. What's the way of God? That's Jesus' way. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Praise God. What happened to David? He begged for mercy that he might receive some help. Verse 10, he said, Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be Thou my helper. He said, you know, Lord, it profit nothing. My blood go down in the pit. Shall the dust praise Thee, and shall it declare Thy truth. He said, Lord, I need You to help me. Amen. He said, I need You to show me mercy, Lord. I need some mercy from the throne of grace. And Lord, I need You to be my helper. Amen. David said, God, forgive me an old sinner. But I need some help here. God, I need You to redirect my life, refocus me. Lord, help me to see what's right and take me that direction. Help me, Lord, not to sin against You. Oh God, give me that strength. Give me help. Show me mercy. Be my helper. Amen. You say, what'd God do? God showed him mercy. The Bible said He healed David. What did He do? He forgave him his sins. Amen. And He changed David. He said in verse 11, He said, Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Amen. I believe He had him a, I believe He had him a Holy Ghost spell. Amen. I believe David got beside himself, praise God. He got to realizing how good God had been to him, brother. They've got to praising God, got to leaping and jumping and praising him, kind of like that fellow that was lame at the gate called Beautiful, and Peter come along and he said, hey, and he pulled out his pockets and he said, silver and gold have I none. He said, but such as I have, give I unto you. And he reached out that right hand, glory be to God. And that old fellow reached up in faith and took a hold of that hand, and old Peter pulled him up and said he come up from there. He had to go to therapy for a couple years, had to learn. No, glory be to God. Said he come up from there, leaping and jumping and praising God. Amen. Amen. He took a leap of faith. Glory to God. I believe old David come up out of there, praise God, leaping and jumping, praise God. Realized God had healed him, God had forgiven him, God had changed his life, gave him his joy back. He went from mourning to joy, to praising God, to jumping and singing and giving God glory. The Bible says he went and changed his clothes. God changed him. Amen. He said, thou hast put off my sackcloth. David didn't say, I went and changed my clothes. He said, God, you've took that clothing of mourning, you've took that clothing of weeping, and said you've took that off from me, and said you've clothed me with a robe of rejoicing. Amen. He said, you give me the clothing of rejoicing, praise be to God. You know what he did? I could just see in my mind's eye that God changed me, took off those old sackcloth, put on those clothes of rejoicing, and he picked up his harp. Amen. He picked up his harp, glory be to God, and he got up there in the wind. Began to praise. He began to play those praises unto God. Began to rejoice in the Lord. Those folks is outside. Brother Robert, those folks that was outside, they'd been a thanking on old David. They'd been praying for old David. Said, David, oh man, what are you doing, son? I mean, you've messed up. You've went against God. What are you doing? King, oh King, what are you doing? David got things fixed up. He got rid of that sin sickness. He got rid of that weeping, and it turned to joy. Praise God, he got a hold of God. He got a hold of gladness, praise God. And he got his clothing changed. And he got that harp, and he began to pray. And he began to praise. Began to give God glory. And I believe all that. It tends to have a run-over effect. Amen. When God begins to bless you, when God begins to change you, it begins to run over. I tell you, you ought to be a pastor. Because I can see you. You say, no, I wouldn't want to be a pastor. I wouldn't want you to be one either. Amen. But I can see you in your faces and your life, and I can see God promoting you just a little at a time. Just bringing you along, praise God, and taking you from this place to that place, from this phase of your life to this phase, and God just moving you up and getting you a little closer and a little closer, praise God, and I can see it in you. I believe that's what happened to David. He's there and changed him clothes. God changed his clothes. He picked up that harp, climbed up in the window, began to strum that thing. Amen. Amen. Said, oh God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Begin to just pray unto himself. Next thing you know, those songs are coming out. Amen. Those songs of glory, those songs of rejoicing, those songs, those hymns of praise. And all those folks that's outside, you said, you got a vivid imagination. I know it. Just leave me alone. I have a good time in my mind. Amen. But I can see them as they're out there. And they get to hearing that. And somebody says, what's that? And kind of like when these fellas strum them guitars. Amen. Glory be to God. They strike a chord and you know you're getting ready. Hey, something's coming. Amen. An anticipation. And somebody says, that's David's harp. Oh, goodness. Boy, we ain't heard that in a while. Huh? Haven't heard that in a long time. You hear David strumming on that harp. How can you imagine? Praise God. And then he begins to sing the Psalms. To give God glory and praise. Amen. And people begin to weep and they begin to cry. They begin to raise holy hands and they begin to praise God. And it goes from place to place, from house to house, to village to village. And the next thing you know, all of Jerusalem is in... I tell you what, we went into Jerusalem last November. And as we come out of that tunnel coming up the mountain, I told you, the only way you can get to Jerusalem is to go up. If you come north, south, east, west, it's literally, Jesus talked about it, it's that city on the hill. Amen. And as we was going through that tunnel and they was praying, they was a song playing, Brother Ralph's playing a song. And as we come out of that tunnel and we looked, and there was that holy city. Glory be to God, Jerusalem. Praise God. Can you imagine as that whole city bust out in song, that whole city bust out in praise. And they said, glory be to God, we got our king back. Amen. Amen. It changed lives all around it. But David was singing those songs and playing on that harp. He said, oh, said, you haven't seen nothing yet. He said, there's a King of Kings and there's a Lord of Lords, and He's coming. Praise God. He's coming, and He's coming to help us, and He's coming to lead us and guide us, and He's coming to change us. Amen. And He plays that harp. Lives are changed all over the city. Amen. As they sing these songs, they sing these, they give God glory. Amen. And David's plays that the darkness flees and the dawn approaches. Amen. The dawn of a new day, the dawn of a new heart. The hearts that are hard, the heavy hearts, praise God, break out into songs of praise. Amen. As they've been waiting patiently. I thought about this. They was waiting patiently. See, our leaders have a big influence on us. Amen. Whether it's a leader of a household, a leader of a state, a country, whatever. And they've been waiting, they've been praying. But they've been trusting in the Lord to make a change in the lives around them. Listen to what he says in verse 5. He said, for his anger endureth but a moment. But he says, in his favor is life. Amen. His favor is for life. Amen. Praise God. He said His favor is for life. His favor is for change. His favor is for the change that we need that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That we might have life to the full in Christ Jesus our Lord. That it might change our life forever. Amen. I'm looking for forever life changes. Amen. For eternal life changes. For everlasting life changes. Amen. Remember I told you a while back in John chapter 3 and verse 14, he said that as Moses lifted up the Lord in the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Lord Jesus be lifted up. And he said in verse 15, he said that it's the Lord Jesus Christ and that He gives us eternal life. The only way to get eternal life is from the Eternal One. That One that was Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the beginning and the end. But He said, I offer to you everlasting life. In other words, He said, I open a door for you to have a place to get in. Amen. And be partakers, praise God. See, eternal life don't have no beginning and it has no end. But everlasting life has a place where you get in, but it has no end. Amen. That's where we get in the Lord Jesus Christ, into eternal life, and He takes us into everlasting life. Praise God. And He changes our life. In the process, He changes our lives forever. Amen.